听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and first, I should say Happy New Year to everyone. Each new year gives us the chance to make a new, fresh start in life. We made a few changes here at Studio Classroom, too. For example, in this year's chat room, Ken and his new chat room partner, Ashley, will explain English as it relates to grammar, culture, and usage. Of course, Doris and Linda will be there from time to time to help out, too. Well, New Year's resolutions are all about change. But the problem with making resolutions is that before the month of January is over, most of us will give up on those important and much-needed life changes. So, in today's lesson, we hope that you'll find what you need to make your New Year's resolutions last. Let's jump right into the reading, which starts on page 12.
New Year's resolutions. Tips for making lasting resolutions. Happy New Year! Today, many of us begin trying to keep our New Year's resolutions. But unfortunately, most of us will give up on them before the month is over. Why do we bother to make these yearly pledges? And why are they so hard to keep? Why make them? Each new year brings the chance to start over and make a new beginning. It seems like the perfect time to deal with some of our habits that are not very desirable.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and Happy New Year. This is the first day of 2010, so welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We're talking about our holidays article this month, and today we're talking about making New Year's resolutions. And maybe you've noticed that throughout the year, we often develop or create some bad habits that continue throughout the year. Maybe you've begun to watch too much TV or eat too many sweet foods. Well, now is a good time to make a change.
And you can make that change by making a New Year's resolution. And a resolution is a firm decision to do something differently or to change something about your life and the way you live it. And we specifically call them New Year's resolutions when, well, of course, we make them at the start of a new year. Now, we're going to find out in this article that sometimes people also break their New Year's resolutions. So we hope that today we can give you some tips for making lasting resolutions, resolutions that will last the whole year long.
Our article starts off by saying that today, many of us begin trying to keep our New Year's resolutions. And if we're trying to keep something, that means that we're trying to do what we promised to do. Like even today, we're trying to keep our New Year's resolutions. But unfortunately, what, Chelsea?
Unfortunately, most of us will give up on them before the month is even over. So before a full month, before the end of January, most people have already decided that their New Year's resolutions might be a little bit too hard to keep. So why do we bother to make these yearly pledges? Now, Chip, that word pledge is there. What's another good word for pledge?
Well, I think a pledge is simply a promise. It might be a little bit more official, or it might be more definite. It's an official promise. So you might even say, I pledge to watch less TV, or I pledge to eat fewer sweet foods this year.
And we go on to ask, why are they so hard to keep? And we'll give you some ideas on why they might be hard to keep. Let's start off, though, by talking about why even make a New Year's resolution in the first place. Now, each year brings a chance to start over and make these resolutions, make a new beginning, and it seems like the perfect time to deal with some of the bad habits that maybe we've gotten into over the past year. And these habits often are not very desirable. They're not very desirable, Chip.
Okay, so desirable is a good word to know, and you might actually be able to guess what this word means. If you know the word likable, if something is very likable, that means it's able to be liked. Well, in the same way, if something is desirable, that means it's able to be desired, able to be wanted. So here we're talking about habits that are not very desirable. That means probably some habits that you don't really want to keep.
So if you have some habits that are not very desirable, you might want to deal with them. I know one habit that I have that is not good, that I don't desire to have, is worrying. I worry about a lot of things. So I want to deal with that. In other words, I want to fix that or take care of that or work on it to make it better. What are some other examples of habits that people might have that are not very desirable?
Well, probably the first one that I think of is a lot of people smoke cigarettes, and that is a habit that is very harmful to the body, and it's not very desirable. Even people who smoke cigarettes often don't desire to keep that habit, but it's difficult to quit. Well, now at the new year, it might be a good time to make that New Year's resolution.
You did just point out that it is difficult to quit smoking. Habits are often very hard to break. As many of you probably know, those of you who have tried to break a bad habit or stop a bad habit, they are very hard to break sometimes. Now, Chip, a question for you. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
Ooh, well, man, I have a long list of ways that I could make this a better year. I think one or two would be that I would like to run more often this year. I would like to jog and run. And I would actually also like to read more books. So those are my resolutions, and we're going to take a break now, and we'll come back and talk some more about New Year's resolutions.
Happy New Year!
Yeah, Happy New Year.
So, did you make any resolutions for the new year?
Yes. Here's my list of yearly pledges.
Good for you.
But why bother? I give up.
No, don't give up.
But my resolutions are too hard to keep. I always eat too much, and I always spend too much.
You need to take control of your life.
But I can't.
Yes, you can. The new year is the ideal time to start over.
It's the ideal time to give up.
No, it's time to deal with your undesirable habits.
Deal with them?
Yes. Want to stop overeating?
Yeah.
Okay, you can do it. Want to stop overspending?
Yeah.
You can do it. It's a new year. It's a new beginning.
A new year. In a new beginning?
Yes, that's right. So take that list and say, yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
I hope.
Welcome back from the break. The word resolution brings with it the meaning of being determined and having a strong will. You will need both of those things if you want to keep your New Year's resolutions, because Well, let's face it. Giving up is easy. Also, it's difficult to keep resolutions because keeping them involves changing the way we act. Let's get back to the lesson and continue discussing why, as hard as it is to keep them, making New Year's resolutions is still a good idea. We'll pick up the reading on line 11.
New Year's resolutions. During the holiday season, which begins with Thanksgiving, Americans usually eat too much. That could explain why the first resolution on many lists is to lose weight. Along with eating too much comes spending too much. At Christmas time, people sometimes spend more than they can afford. This often involves using credit cards instead of cash. After the holidays, many are ready to take control of their lives. And New Year's feels like the ideal time to start.
Just before the break, we were talking about habits that we form during the year that are not very desirable. Now, during the holiday season in America, which begins with Thanksgiving, families and people usually eat too much. I know this is always true for me around the holiday season. I eat too much food. There are many family dinners, Thanksgiving, of course, and then you kind of eat all the way up until Christmas and then a big Christmas dinner. And so our text goes on to tell us what, Chip?
Well, that explains why the first resolution on many people's lists is to lose weight. And I can certainly say this for myself, that yeah, during Thanksgiving and Christmas, lots of food, lots of sweet food, and actually it's very easy to gain weight and to get a little fatter. And I can understand why at the New Year, people choose to make their New Year's resolution to lose weight.
I have a feeling that if we did a survey or we asked people, I bet most people would have losing weight at about the top of their list for their New Year's resolution. It's a very, very popular resolution to make at the beginning of the new year. Now, along with eating too much comes spending too much. We're going to go to Grammar on the Go with Liz right now, but when we come back, we will talk about this idea of spending too much.
Hello, friends. Happy New Year. My name is Liz, and I'm so glad you could join me for today's Grammar on the Go. Our article is about New Year's resolutions. So why am I here at a fitness club today? Well, I'm meeting a friend. Her New Year's resolution is to sign up for a fitness club membership and lose some weight. So while I'm waiting for her to finish the fitness club application at the front desk, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Along with eating too much comes spending too much. It just means that eating too much and spending too much are two things that happen during the holiday season. Now, notice the pattern, friends. Along with something comes something else. This is a great sentence pattern to use whenever you want to talk about how two things or situations are found happening at about the same time. For example, if you want to talk about how it's not so easy to have a dog because you have to take the dog out for walks and bathe it regularly, you can say, along with having to take the dog out for walks, comes bathing it regularly. Or if a travel package to an island resort includes a free buffet dinner and a complimentary pass to the resort spa, you can say, along with the free buffet dinner comes a complimentary pass to the spa. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. Well, I'm going to go see what's taking my friend so long, so I'll say goodbye for now. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go signing off. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. So along with eating too much food comes spending too much money. Now, at Christmas time, people sometimes spend more money than they can really afford to spend. Now, that word afford is a good word to know. What does that mean, Chelsea?
Well, if you can afford something, then you have the money to buy something. Now, many people, as it says, at Christmas time spend more than they can afford. That means they are spending more money than they actually have. This happens pretty easily when you use a credit card, Chip.
Right, because credit cards make it very easy to buy now and pay much later. So you can actually own something before you've actually paid for it. So when you use your credit card, it's easy to forget how much money you're actually spending.
And a credit card is that little plastic card that is issued by maybe a bank, and you carry it in your wallet and you can use it to pay for almost anything. And you have to be careful, otherwise you might find yourself in a little bit of trouble, especially after the holidays. So after the holidays, after people have eaten too much and maybe they've spent too much money, they are ready to take control of their lives. And so New Year's feels like the ideal time to start. Perfect time to start.
That's right, and that's what ideal means. Ideal means perfect, or actually, it means that you cannot imagine a better time to start. Like, it's not even something that you can dream of or imagine. It's that perfect. And it's true that New Year's is a perfect opportunity to start fresh and to start the new year right, to start the new year with good habits rather than bad habits.
I like this concept of New Year's being the ideal time to start these resolutions. I agree that it is the perfect time to start making changes in your life. I think there's just something about the new year that kind of makes it feel like it's a fresh start, a good time to start over and make changes. Now, Chip, I have a question I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
I know that you've made some New Year's resolutions in the past, maybe even every single year you make a resolution or two. Have you ever not kept your resolution? Have you ever broken a resolution?
Have I ever not kept a resolution? I would have to say, of course, I have not kept many of my resolutions. Maybe a better question to ask is, have I ever been able to keep one of my resolutions? And because resolutions are difficult to keep. And that's actually what we're going to be talking about tomorrow, is what are some of these reasons why people don't usually keep resolutions very easily.
And if you haven't made a New Year's resolution yet, maybe now is the time to do that. Right now, we're going to go to the chat room with Ken and Ashley, and we'll be back tomorrow with more on New Year's resolutions. Join us then.
Hi friends, welcome to a new year. You'll notice that the chat room looks a little different today. That's because this year we're in a new setting, the library. And what is a library without a librarian? Well friends, I'd like to introduce you to our friendly librarian, Ashley. She's always happy to answer our questions. Hi Ashley.
Hi Ken. Welcome to the library. I'm here to answer whatever questions you may have. And if I can't answer the question, I can always call Doris or Linda for help. So do you have a question for me today?
Yes, I do. Our lesson today mentions that the first New Year's resolution on many lists is to lose weight. Now, I have seen the phrase weight loss. How is lose weight different from weight loss?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, lose weight is a verb phrase, because lose is a verb.
So I should say I want to lose weight this year.
That's right. Loss, on the other hand, is a noun, so weight loss is a noun phrase.
A noun phrase? So I should say, how is your weight loss going?
Well, you could say that, but weight loss is usually used like an adjective. So you can talk about a weight loss technique or a weight loss program.
I see. 大家好，新年快乐。 在这新的一年，空中英语教室有一些新的改变，以前的 chat room 变成了 library 图书馆。在这个图书馆有一位乐于帮助我们的图书馆员 Ashley， 有时候我们也会求助于 Doris 和 Linda 来帮助我们解答。今天的课文中提到 New Year's Resolution， New Year's Resolution 就是许多人会在新年立下自己的新年新希望，而在这个清单上呢，最多人选的 New Year's Resolution 就是 Lose Weight， 减肥。也许你听过 Weight Loss， Weight Loss 也是减肥，那这两个片语差别在于 Lose Weight 是动词片语，比如说 I want to lose weight this year。Weight loss 虽然是一个名词片语，但是通常当作形容词片语来用，比如说一个 weight loss technique 减肥的方法，或是一个 weight loss program 减肥课程。
That was a really good explanation, Ken. And friends, feel free to drop into the library with your questions next time. Goodbye.
Bye now.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 New Year's Resolution 这个名词片语。Resolution 是指决定或决心。例如 ,Nothing can change her resolution to go to college. 没有任何事能够改变她读大学的决心。如果是 New Year's Resolution, 就是指新年新希望。例如 ,My New Year's Resolution was to read a good book each week. 我的新年新希望是每周都读一本好书。继续我们看的是 pledge 这个名词。pledge 是指保证或誓言。例如 ,the candidate made the pledge to lower taxes and decrease unemployment. 这位候选人宣誓要减税而且降低失业率。或者是 ,will the president keep his pledge to improve national health care? 总统是否能够坚持住改善全国健保的誓言呢 ?pledge 也可以当动词，例如Both countries pledged to a ceasefire. 两国都宣誓停火。最后我们看的是 desirable 这个形容词。它的动词是 desire, 是指渴望。所以 desirable 是指令人想要的或者是中意的。例如 ,being a doctor is considered a desirable job. People respect them and the job pays well. 当医生是被视为相当理想的工作,被人尊重又收入不菲。或者是 prior experience is desirable to obtain the job, but not necessary. 要得到这份工作，如果有之前的工作经验是很吸引人的，但不是必要的。 And don't go away yet, there's more coming your way.
New Year's Resolutions. Tips for making lasting resolutions.Happy New Year! Today, many of us begin trying to keep our New Year's resolutions. But unfortunately, most of us will give up on them before the month is over. Why do we bother to make these yearly pledges? And why are they so hard to keep? Why make them? Each New Year brings the chance to start over and make a new beginning.It seems like the perfect time to deal with some of our habits that are not very desirable. During the holiday season, which begins with Thanksgiving, Americans usually eat too much. That could explain why the first resolution on many lists is to lose weight. Along with eating too much comes spending too much. At Christmas time, people sometimes spend more than they can afford.This often involves using credit cards instead of cash. After the holidays, many are ready to take control of their lives. And New Year's feels like the ideal time to start.
Hey, we really like that new cafe you're in. It's pretty stylish. Okay, so today we learned why it's important to make New Year's resolutions. Tomorrow, we'll dive a little deeper into the question, why can't we keep our resolutions? And before I go, I want to remind you of our Talk About It questions at the bottom of page 13. Maybe you'll want to make a resolution and use these helpful questions as a springboard for better speaking and listening skills. Friends, please join us tomorrow as we continue talking about New Year's resolutions and tips for making them last. From all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, have a great day.